Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of 90s at 9 on the Posted Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. This is the program where we spend nine minutes. Yes, we spend 9 minutes on one moment, event, character, anything from the 90s, the best decade ever. Today, we'll be talking about Nelson Mandela. Yes, former president of South Africa. Now, is it president? Here's the thing, okay? We're going to do things a little bit differently on today's episode. And it's been like this for what? For a while, and rightfully so. We're doing a lot of learning on the network. Kyle Bowen is being educated, okay? And it is what it is, okay? We cannot stick to the schedule that we prepared last month. We are going with the times, and once again, we are educating ourselves. Because black lives matter. They fucking matter. They do. Now, how does Nelson Mandela relate to the 90s? Well, in February of 1990, he was released from prison after serving what? 20 years in prison for treason? For treason? They put Mandela, one of the world's best leaders, in jail? And for the majority of his stint in jail, he was in one of the worst prisons in South Africa. Bizarre story. But I heard this too. While he was in jail, he was leading the inmates to becoming better humans. That's how powerful a leader this dude was. And I'll have to say this too before we continue, okay? I really don't know much about Nelson Mandela. If I were to jam-pack some research and give you an authentic episode of 90s at 9 that way, it wouldn't do the man justice. So why don't we just do this, okay? On this episode, we'll just go through a couple Google searches and learn about Mandela together. Yes, Mandela together. And then next week on What the Fuck You Reading, we'll talk about Mandela again, because I got the book, The Walk to Freedom. Is that what the book's called? I think that's what the book is called, okay? The Nelson Mandela Autobiography. Let's keep it going. We're educating ourselves. This is important. It really is. So let's go through Google and search a couple things. And first off, we have this, 11 facts about Nelson Mandela. Fact number one. Nelson Mandela was the president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was the first black president in South Africa. Okay. By the way, we are getting these facts from dosomething.org. Okay, 11 facts about Nelson Mandela. Fact number two, Nelson Mandela's government focused on destroying the apartheid. And this is why I'm doing this, okay? You may be listening to this and asking yourself, what the fuck is this podcaster doing? He doesn't even know how to pronounce words, and he's hosting a podcast about Nelson Mandela. Look, I'm an honest person, honest podcast. We are learning together. Anyways, fact number two, Nelson Mandela's government focused on destroying the apartheid. Is that how you say it? What does that word even mean? Apartheid. What does that mean? Okay, apartheid laws. Apartheid called for the separate development of the different racial groups in South Africa. Okay, it's some douchebag type of law that separates people, okay, due to races. That's some bullshit, okay? Mandela goes in there and says, fuck that shit. That's not happening. Fact number three, in school, Mandela studied law and became one of South Africa's first black lawyers. This dude, intelligent. In the 1950s, he was elected leader of the youth wing of the African National Congress. All right, good for you. Fact number five, when the government prohibited the ANC, which was the African National Congress, for racial reasons, Mandela organized a secret military movement. He had previously been involved in peaceful protests, but when they were met with violence from the government, he went on to support an armed movement. Now, I do believe this is why he was sent to jail, because he organized this secret military to go after the government. And remember, this is after he tried peaceful protest. It is what it is. Peace does not always win. I know it's hard to come to grips with that, okay? We want to be nice. We don't want to see blood. We don't want to be uncomfortable. But hey, it is what it is, and change has to happen. And in this case, Mandela. Have you seen the dude smile? Even this dude went to forming a secret military to go after the government. That's something I didn't know. Okay, that's something I didn't know. Number six, Mandela was imprisoned from 1962 to 1990. Okay, he was in jail for 28 years. I think I said upwards of 20. A lot to learn. And he served that jail time for treason and conspiracy against the government. He was sentenced to life in prison, but he was released when the ANC became legal again. Okay. We're learning. Fact number seven, while he was in prison, Mandela was a symbol to rally behind the oppressed in South Africa. Okay, I thought we knew that. I knew that. Number eight, Mandela is considered the father of modern South Africa. He was instrumental in tearing down the oppressive government and installing democracy. Mandela, what a legend. Number nine, Mandela received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for peacefully destroying the apartheid, I think I said it right there, apartheid regime and laying the foundation for democracy. In addition to the Nobel Peace Prize, he won over 250 awards. My golly, what a dude. What a dude. Fact number 10, after retirement from politics, Mandela started the Nelson Mandela Foundation that focused on combating HIV/AIDS and supported rural development and school construction. The dude is for the people. It's pretty obvious. Right? He retires from politics after serving what? 28 years in jail. And he's telling himself right there and then, I'm not taking a break from saving the world. What a legend. What a legend. And last up, in 2009, the United Nations proclaimed Mandela's birthday, July the 18th, to be Nelson Mandela's International Day. Wow. And it's a holiday? And the holiday asks people to spend 67 minutes doing something good for others, which represents the 67 years he spent working towards change. Why did I play that button? I don't know. I just pressed something on the board, okay? Because I was that amazed. How come I didn't know that? There's so much to learn about the legends from this earth. Mandela just focused on making sure that we all saw each other the same way. Nelson Mandela, after years of protesting in peace, goes to jail after forming a secret army to go after the government. Again, peace doesn't always lead to peace. You know what I'm saying? And this dude also has his own day in which he's asking people to spend over an hour doing something good to represent the 67 years that he spent towards focusing on change. That's a lot of time. Again, a guy who spent so much time in jail for peace-related issues still found it in his heart to make sure the world was moving forward. That's a man with a big heart. Let's be real. Again, don't know much about Nelson Mandela. Didn't even know how to say apartheid. I'm not even saying that right now. But we got to keep it honest with the people. Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Next week on the program, well, on the network, I should say, We'll talk about Nelson Mandela more and his book, The Walk to Freedom. Or is it A Walk to Freedom? We'll talk about it, okay? Because Nelson Mandela, he deserves the limelight on our network, Black Lives Matter. That'll continue to be the message. Remember, don't let the algorithm fool you. A lot of work to be done. Once again, my name is Kyle Bowen. Thank you so much for listening to 90s at 9. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.